The Battle for Los Angeles. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Rival companies Google and Microsoft fight on many fronts. Internet search and advertising, for example, and operating systems. A newer battlefield is in Southern California, where the companies are competing for a $7.25 million contract to provide email and office software for the city of Los Angeles. David Sarno, business reporter for the Los Angeles Times, says the contract fight is significant because it could help determine whether upstart Google is ready for the big time when it comes to its cloud-based applications.
This would be probably the largest scale deployment of Google apps, and it would be a highly visible victory for Google if their option was chosen.
In a nutshell, what have the competing lobbyists been saying? What have been their talking points about why the city should choose them?
The main doubt that is raised about Google is their experience deploying their system, which was originally created as a consumer-based system, to a large-scale, complicated organization like the city of Los Angeles. Along with that doubt comes doubts about the security of their system. If you have data and email from the LAPD or the Los Angeles City Attorney's Office or any sensitive, data that is being stored on Google servers, does Google's security system, will it bear the weight of that data, and is all the data safe in that system? And that's sort of an open question now, because Google is so new in this game.
It's not only security, I would think, but just general reliability. I mean, in the past month, Gmail has gone down a couple of times, and that clearly that's not a good thing for a major entity like the city of Los Angeles.
Right, since they've had a couple of those over the last month, it's sort of adding fuel to the doubts about their reliability.
But the main appeal to the city of Los Angeles of, say, going with Google Cloud applications is cost savings, essentially. It's a lot cheaper than getting into bed with Microsoft again.
That's right, because the whole nature of the cloud is that you're essentially outsourcing all the nuts and bolts of your IP infrastructure to Google or any company that's running it. And that means that you no longer have to maintain your own server farm or data center in your basement, and you no longer have to employ IT professionals to make sure that everything's going right and to install upgrades and to make sure everything's plugged in. When you flip that switch, Google takes care of everything. You don't have any computers running your email system in your building anymore, and that's a huge convenience increase and a cost savings, theoretically, because you wouldn't have to pay for the computers or for the staff to maintain them.
I know that Los Angeles is the center of the universe and everything, but do you think too much is being made of this? I mean, it's just one city contract, after all.
If we are really at a sort of inflection point with the way software works, meaning that we're moving from a time when software is based largely on the computer that's sitting in front of you or a computer that's sitting in your building, and going to a time when the software is on some server far away in a data center that you never see and never have to think about, then a major headlining city like Los Angeles choosing to move to that new paradigm of computing could carry a lot of weight.
David Sarno with the Los Angeles Times. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.